Patrick didn't just blend symbols and calendars to convert the Irish, he also used something far more dramatic. According to legends that spread throughout Ireland for centuries, Patrick engaged in supernatural showdowns with the Druids, proving through fire, fog, and miraculous contests that his god was more powerful than their magic. And according to one remarkable story, Patrick even made a deal with God that no other saint has ever claimed. To understand why miracle stories became so important, you have to think like an ancient Irish person. The Celtic people already believed in magic. Their druids could supposedly control the weather, read the stars, and speak with spirits. Simply telling these people that the Christian God was real wasn't going to be enough. Patrick understood that the pagans would not accept Christianity based on theological doctrines alone, and that to win them over, it would be necessary to demonstrate Christianity's mysterious and miraculous side. In other words, Patrick needed to beat the Druids at their own game, or at least that's what the stories claimed. The most famous legends about Patrick describe dramatic supernatural contests at Tara, the sacred hill where Irish kings were crowned. A writer named Muirchu recorded these stories in the late 600s, about 200 years after Patrick lived. According to Muirchu, Patrick challenged the Druids to magical contests in front of audiences, with each side trying to outdo the other. In one story, a Druid invoked demons and brought about a dark fog over the land. Patrick responded by praying to God and giving his blessing, causing the fog to disappear instantly. Then, the legend says, through the prayers of Patrick, flames of fire consumed the Druid, burning him alive in front of everyone watching. In another confrontation, a Druid named Lochru insulted Patrick and the Christian faith. Patrick looked at him and prayed, O Lord, who art all-powerful and in whose power is everything, who has sent me here, may this impious man, who blasphemes thy name, now be cast out and quickly perish. According to the legend, the Druid was suddenly lifted into the air and dropped down again, hitting his head on a stone and dying instantly. The pagans stood in fear, wrote Muirchu. After witnessing this, a Celtic king announced his conversion to Christianity with these chilling words, "It is better for me to believe than to die." Another legend tells of Patrick's return to Ireland after his years of preparation. He was set upon by a band of fierce warriors. Their leader, Dichu, raised his axe to kill Patrick, but suddenly his arm became stiff, frozen, in midair. He could not complete the attack. Dichu fell upon his knees and was converted on the spot. These stories spread across Ireland and were told and retold for centuries. During the Middle Ages, miracle plays, dramatic performances about saints, became popular throughout Europe. Patrick's conversion stories were performed to teach people about the power of Christian faith over pagan magic. But perhaps the strangest legend about Patrick involves something that happened not in a contest with Druids, but on a lonely mountaintop. According to tradition, Patrick climbed a mountain in County Mayo, now called Croagh Patrick, during the 40 days of Lent, the Christian season of fasting before Easter. There, on that cold and windswept peak, Patrick prayed and fasted, just as Jesus had fasted for 40 days in the desert. But Patrick wasn't just praying for strength. He was worried about the Irish people. Even after his years of work converting them, he feared they would fall back into their old ways. According to the legend, Patrick made an extraordinary request. He asked God to let him, Patrick himself, judge the Irish people on the last day, instead of God doing it. As Easter dawned, the story says, God sent an angel to tell Patrick that his prayer had been answered. Patrick had been deputed to dispense judgment to all Irish citizens on the last day. In other words, according to this legend, when Irish people die and face judgment, it won't be God they face. It will be their own patron saint. This is a remarkable story because it suggests Patrick believed he could be more merciful to the Irish than God would be. The implication is that Patrick thought he could succeed in saving the Irish where even God might have failed, a bold claim for any human, let alone a saint. Here's an important truth about these stories. Historians and scholars don't believe they actually happened the way Muirchertach described them. Muirchertach wrote his account about 200 years after Patrick's death, long after anyone who had actually known Patrick was alive. These miracle stories were written to present a real or invented account of the life and martyrdom of a saint, with a particular emphasis on the miracles he or she performed. The church used miracle stories as a teaching tool. During the medieval period, church leaders and missionaries placed enormous emphasis on the miracle working of saints and disseminated stories of the superiority of Christian miracles to heathen magic. The purpose wasn't necessarily to record exactly what happened. It was to convince people that Christianity was powerful and that following the old pagan ways was dangerous. Does this mean the stories are worthless lies? Not exactly. They tell us something important about what people believed, what they valued, and how they understood the world. To medieval people, a saint without miracles was hardly a saint at all. The miracle stories made Patrick legendary, which helped spread Christianity across Ireland. Whether or not Patrick really climbed Croagh Patrick and bargained with God, the legend reveals something interesting about how the Irish came to think of their patron saint. Patrick wasn't just a holy man who converted them. He was their protector, their advocate, the one who would stand between them and divine judgment. It's a curious end to the story of a former slave who returned to the land of his captivity. The boy who had been captured by Irish raiders, forced to tend sheep in the cold and rain, had become, in legend at least, the one person who could save all of Ireland from damnation. But the Patrick of legend would have been deeply disappointed by what happened to his feast day over the centuries. The solemn religious celebration honoring Ireland's patron saint would eventually transform into something else entirely, a symbol of Irish identity, rebellion against British rule, and a proud wearing of the colour green that had nothing to do with shamrocks or the Holy Trinity.